VOA News. The United States is ready to support, facilitate, and participate in direct negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban. That statement released Sunday by the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. It happened on the same day that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. He said Afghan forces will stop their operations beginning Monday if the Taliban agrees to do so as well. The ceasefire coincides with the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. There's been no reaction yet from the Taliban to the announcement. In his first speech to the nation, Pakistan's newly elected Prime Minister Imran Khan promised Sunday night to make wide-ranging reforms to fight corruption and cut government spending. The 65-year-old cricketer turned political leader spoke a day after taking the oath of office. He promised that his coalition government will adopt austerity measures to ease any strains on the economy and try to reduce foreign debt of about $95 billion. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Lombok on Sunday, just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island. The earlier quake caused landslides and forced people to flee. There have been no immediate reports of fatalities, but the National Disaster Mitigation Agency said the island has lost all power. It also said several homes and buildings have collapsed in some parts of the island. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says earthquakes are not uncommon in the area.
In that area, there have been six other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
Sunday's quakes were also felt on neighboring islands. This is VOA News. More than 2 million Muslims have begun the annual Hajj pilgrimage at First Light in Saudi Arabia, circling the cube-shaped Kaaba in Mecca that Islam's faithful face five times each day during their prayers. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
The five-day Hajj pilgrimage represents one of the world's biggest gatherings every year and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of violence and extremists in the Mideast and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Muslims believe the Hajj retraces the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as those of Prophets Ibrahim and Ismail and Abraham and Ishmael in the Bible. I'm Zaria Shakili.
An American military spokesman says U.S. forces will stay in Iraq as long as needed to help stabilize regions previously controlled by the Islamic State terrorist group. On Sunday, the spokesman said the number of American soldiers could decline depending on when other forces from NATO deploy to help train the Iraqi army. There are about 5,200 U.S. troops in Iraq now. President Trump and his personal attorney are pushing back against a story that the White House counsel has given hours of testimony to the special counsel Robert Mueller. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The New York Times reports that White House counsel Don McGahn has cooperated extensively in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian election meddling and potential collusion with the Trump presidential campaign. The Times says McGahn has provided 30 hours of testimony in three interviews over the past 9 months. But Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"The president encouraged him to testify, is happy that he did, is quite secure that there is nothing in the testimony that will hurt the president."
Trump himself tweets, "McGahn isn't a John Dean-type rat." Dean was the White House counsel for Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. He ultimately cooperated with prosecutors, helping to bring down the Nixon presidency. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israel on Sunday closed its only crossing for people on the Gaza Strip. Officials say humanitarian cases will still be able to cross the border. On Friday, Palestinian health officials said two Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire and 60 were injured at a protest along the Baz border. Israel and Egypt placed severe economic restrictions on Gaza after Hamas seized the coastal territory in 2007 from the Palestinian Authority. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.